Welcome to the Secured Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Matrenga, with your co-host, Mike Monsiv, with ASAP Security Services. Today is a day that we will see time and time again until we get this right. I don't know if we're going to ever get it right. Unfortunately, what we saw today unfold in, it looks like Appalachian High School in Georgia was another school shooting.
September 4th, 2024.
Yep, September 4th, 2024 will become another terrible day for many in that community. Many parents, at least four we know of, that will never see their kids again. Nine others wounded.
Or I think it was two teachers, two of the four teachers, I think, possibly, right?
So two teachers wounded, two teachers deceased, two students dead also. And then nine wounded. Nine still wounded. So, you know, guys, we want to talk to you guys today about why we continue to see this happening over and over again, you know, when there's been so many legislative efforts over the last, I would say, you know, 6 or 7 years at least, that have been put in place to thwart active shootings and school shootings. Yet it just doesn't seem to be that it's getting better. And, you know, I don't want to be a pessimist, but the problem is that there is no standard throughout the United States. There are subject matter experts that have popped up out of nowhere that are gaining the ear of politicians that are pushing products rather than solutions. You have these experts that are gaining the ears of these unqualified, unexperienced educators that think that a law enforcement solution alone is the answer. Today proved that is not the case. Those are some of the things that we want to talk about. So, you know, let's recap what we know. I mean, it's now a little after 7 o'clock p.m. Yeah. Central.
10:20 this morning.
Yeah.
Right. So it's been a considerable amount of time to start getting some details out of it.
Yeah. So what we know is we've got a suspected individual, 14-year-old student, who murdered two students and two staff members, wounded nine additional.
New details that just came out were that he apparently was in the classroom and left. There was something, a knock at the door. Student went to go open the door because that teacher kept her door locked.
Right.
That was a good step. The student who approached the door saw him through the window.
With a gun.
With a gun. And apparently ran backwards and did not open the door. And then so the student or the suspect then just went to the classroom next door.
Targets of opportunity, right? How many times have we had this conversation?
Locked door. How many times in extremely recent issue have you been in school and seen magnets or foam things on a door to keep the door unlocked because a teacher doesn't want to be interrupted and get up to go open the door?
Right.
Right.
Students got to use the restroom, or multiple students have to use the restroom.
Whatever the situation is, they don't want to be interrupted. So they use magnets, they use door props, they use foam, they use things to defeat the locked door. And this is yet another scenario where a locked classroom door versus an unlocked classroom door was the difference between kids who lived today and kids who didn't.
Yeah.
And until everyone, and this does not have to do with schools, this has to do with general security in general. Things that are secure are not convenient.
Yeah.
Things that are convenient are not secure. We used to be able to just go and get on an airplane, right? Walk right up to the jetway and get on an airplane. Wasn't secure, right? I'm not saying TSA's got it all figured out either, but today we have a screening process. We have to take off our shoes, take off laptop, whatever. That's not convenient, right? They are in direct contrast to one another, right? Mm-hmm. Convenience and security, right? And so, yes, it's extremely inconvenient. Yes, it's an interruption to your day, to go in on the open the door, but lock the door, right?
I'm gonna play devil's advocate for a second, okay?
Sure.
I have my own preferences. I mean, if it were me that were a teacher or an administrator, I would require locked doors. That would be a requirement because of things like today, right? Now, I have friends in the industry who would tell me, well, Mike, you know, research has shown that, you know, locked doors do not promote a positive and a safe and healthy culture and climate. And I get that. I totally understand that. And I understand that positive culture and climates can sometimes be more effective than a lot of the things that we're doing in the space. But I just don't think that we're at a point now where we can continue to weigh a locked door versus a positive culture and climate.
It's how positive are these students the rest of the year that they're going back into the classroom where their students got shot? How positive is that learning culture?
You know, I believe in the data. I believe the data that states that a positive culture and climate can be one of the more effective things for you.
I'm talking about now that this event has happened. How positive is the
culture? It's not going to be positive.
Not at all.
You know, those students, right? those staff members are going to forever be scarred.
The decision to not lock the door was based off of positive culture. It is no difference, zero difference, than the architects who want to put glass up everywhere because natural light promotes a positive
culture
learning.
And climate, learning environment.
Learning environment.
You and I have been in multiple schools, beautiful schools. Architects did a very good job. You guys can build beautiful schools. But what you don't do is take into consideration the expertise.
Aquariums are beautiful. Doesn't mean I want to send my kid to school.
That's
sitting
right.
On it, right.
I wouldn't want anybody swinging a bat near them, right. You know. But, you know, architects need to start consulting with men like us when they start building these things. I do believe that there can be a balance in, you know, architectural design and safety and security being part of that architectural design. But let's get back to today, right? So we know that these individuals they know that they have a very short window of time to inflict as much damage upon their intended target. So what they're doing is they're looking for targets of opportunity.